You've come to the right place if you're thinking about flying somewhere over the next year or so, maybe in the very near future. Larry Mueller here, my guest today to help you make your best airfare purchasing decisions is Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer search website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. If you'd like to join in, have a trip in mind, want to call us, the number is 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. And certainly if you have questions about the airline industry, I know Rick is more than happy to try and answer those questions as well. So give us a call or send us an email. Rick with us by phone. Rick, hi. Thanks for coming back and being with us again.
I always enjoy doing the show.
It's a lot of fun, although it's kind of a bad time. I mean, we've got record jet fuel costs, or had anyway. They slashed domestic capacity, fewer seats, and higher prices. That's the result, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's been really chaotic the last 4 or 5 months. I mean, we had, you know, oil at $147 a barrel on July 4th. As I sit here today, it's in the mid-40s, so it's dropped almost $100. And certainly that helps the airlines quite a bit. And in the meantime, the airlines have sort of traded an oil crisis for a global financial crisis, which, you know, luckily for them, they were cutting seats because of oil prices. But it turned out that that wasn't the issue. The issue was going to be demand.
Yeah, is demand way down, or is it?
Oh yeah, no. November was pretty brutal for most of the airlines. Southwest had one of its worst months in history. All the airlines were down anywhere from 5 to 15%, and while they're pretty optimistic for Christmas bookings, it's a little touch and go for business travel and some other things starting into next year.
You know, at least a dozen of the international airlines flying to the U.S. offer a class of seats. What do they call it? Premium
economy.
Yeah. Why are the U.S. airlines holding out from this trend?
I don't know. You know, I just actually flew premium economy about 3 months ago on British Airways, and that's a four-cabin service where you have first, business, premium, and then economy. I just got back actually from London and Paris 2 days ago, and I got a chance to fly on a very discounted business first-class ticket on Continental, and they only have two classes of service. So I think probably you will see some of that premium economy coming into some cabins. We have some of it. I think United has some premium economy domestically, and I think you'll see that if we have a longer recession, I think you might see some of that, because people really, you know, it's really tough to take a 9 or 10 hour flight in coach. People will do it, and a lot of corporations now are cutting back on business class travel, so I think they may spring for premium economy if the airlines are reconfiguring their planes a little bit.
Well, every one of our lines is full, so.
Well, good. We'll try to see if we can help them out, get somewhere for the holidays and maybe spring break or even President's Day.
All right. Paul in Milwaukee, you're up first. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Me and the wife are thinking of going to Europe early next fall, late September, early October, and I was just wondering, what is the cheapest day to fly to Europe, and what is the cheapest city to fly into Europe?
Well, from your area, that time frame is actually a perfect time frame, because that's right at the season break point. What happens with European travel is that there's four or five defined seasons where the prices vary greatly. Summertime being the most expensive, wintertime being the cheapest, and that time you're talking about is what's called shoulder season, or sometimes I like to call it the fall season.
Yeah.
And if you can slide in right before right after the summertime rates, you can get a much cheaper price, and you can usually get pretty good weather in Europe. Typically, some of the cheaper places to go are obviously London, and then Frankfurt is usually pretty cheap. And that time of year, you can actually go to Oktoberfest, which is actually in September, so it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So sometime in September would be...
September's a good time, and you should start looking for that ticket, to purchase that ticket around March or April. It doesn't hurt. Like, if you come to Fare Compare right now, you can set up an alert. I mean, they do some sales, but this is a little bit early to be shopping for that early fall ticket. Typically, what you want to do is wait a little bit, but they're doing such crazy sales lately that I'd go ahead and set up an alert. If you get a price You know, with oil prices going down and fuel surcharges going down, you should expect to pay, if you're going, for instance, out of the Chicago area, for that sort of fall ticket, somewhere around $700 round trip out the door.
Okay.
And is there a premium day to go?
Well, certainly, if you're going to Europe, basically, there's a couple things you absolutely have to do. You have to stay a Saturday night. If you don't stay a Saturday night, the ticket prices go up by about $1,000.
Oh. So,
and then they have what's called midweek and weekend pricing. So if you leave on a Monday through a Thursday, it's typically about $40 or $50 cheaper. If you want to go on a Friday through a Sunday, you can add $40 or $50 to your ticket.
Okay. And how do so we just go to faircompare.com and fill
out. Yeah, what you can do, if you come to our homepage and you type in your city that you're interested in, you can look at a calendar on the right-hand side. We'll have the best days to depart and which days to leave, the cheapest days of the week, and you'll see all that information right on our homepage now.
Mm-hmm. And the alert, you can just put in for an alert then?
Yeah, just at the bottom you'll see an email address. You type in your city pair. You can even say, I want to go from Chicago or Milwaukee to Europe, and we'll actually track everything in Europe for you so you don't have to type in all the different names.
All right. Well, good luck. Paul, thank you very much for calling. Let's turn to Jerry in La Crosse. Jerry, hello to you.
Yeah, hi. Hey, thank you. I really need some information. Lots of times when I'm traveling, I need to find out who covers a certain route. But, I mean, I'm not talking Paris to New York. I'm talking routes that are very less used.
Sort of obscure routes.
Right. For instance, right now I'm wondering who travels a route from Phnom Penh to Mandalay, if anybody, or from Kapit in Borneo to some little town in the north of Borneo. And I'm familiar with one of, I think it's OAR.
Well, the OAG is the official airline guide.
Now they require a membership. So where can
Right. You can actually come to our site if you type in flights.faircompare.com. We actually have the OAG flight schedules.
Oh, wow.
And you can put in anywhere you want to go, and we'll show you how to connect.
Anywhere? Oh, that's just wonderful. Flights.faircompare.com. And so I can find even these really
The obscure ones. Yeah, you can find them. They're there.
And will it give a schedule like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday?
Yeah, you put in your dates, and it'll show what's available on those dates. There's also a way to do it on our site where you do show the days of the week that they fly. But typically, when you're talking about those smaller cities, you're talking about little small commuter airlines, mm-hmm. and the connectivity is a bit complicated there because usually you have to switch airlines.
Uh-huh.
So if you take a look at flights.faircompare, if you don't see what you find there, send a note to our customer.service@faircompare.com, and we'll make sure we show you exactly what to do.
Wow, thanks a lot.
All right. Sure. Thank you for calling. And Tom and Rhinelander, we're on to you. Hi, Tom.
Hi. My question is, I plan a domestic flight in late January from about the 23rd to the 30th. And I'm planning to go out to Portland, Oregon. And I appreciate the information you've already given me. Can you give me an idea of what I should be looking at for price for air flight?
Sure. Well, what particular town are you closer to?
I'm close to central Wisconsin. That's the closest.
So which airport would be? I'm not as familiar with the area there.
Wausau, Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin, that's what it's called.
Okay. What's the? Do you have the airport code? I'll take a quick look.
I think it's CWA.
CWA. Well, we'll take a look here. And you're going to Portland, Oregon?
Uh-huh.
And you want to do that at the end of January. Are you flexible on your days? Because the key to getting a good ticket is flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stay, how long do you want to stay?
Probably about a week.
About a week. All right. So what we'll do is, while this is baking, typically from smaller regional airports, we're seeing really high additional charges, especially when there's only one or two airlines servicing the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So from that airport, you're looking at right now the entire month of January, the cheapest price is around $360 out the door.
Okay.
For a seven-night stay. If, for example, you were to go out of a city like Madison
Milwaukee,
you probably would see that price about $50 to $100 more. Let me take a quick check here for the month of January. And it has, yeah, so it's $270 out of Milwaukee, out of Madison, and out of Milwaukee it is, these are all out-the-door prices
mm-hmm.
with seats. And for Milwaukee, it probably is in that same price range, probably a little bit less.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're looking at $240. So, as I expected, you're probably going to pay about a $100 premium to go out of a smaller regional airport.
Okay.
So, depending on how close you are to sort of a bigger airport, you can save yourself up to $100, $150, depending on the time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, that's good to know.
Great.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. And on to Karen in Green Bay. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I've been waiting for this segment for so long. I just love it. It's one of my favorites. I'm taking my daughter to Hawaii in September of October of next year as a present for graduating from college. And I wanted to know, we want to spend part of our vacation in Honolulu and part of it over in Maui. So should we buy a round-trip ticket like to Honolulu or Maui and then just take a like shuttle back and forth? Or should you do Honolulu, shuttle?
Typically, that's what Maui? I would do because depending on the flights, if you get into Honolulu, there were three airlines with Aloha going out of business. Now you've got Go and Hawaiian there. And just recently, Go is looking to buy the name Aloha now in the islands too. But you have two relatively highly competing airlines. The prices have been as low as $10 or $20 round trip to go from Honolulu to Maui or to Kona.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you plan well ahead, you can get a pretty good price. The prices aren't quite that low because the competition, the Hawaii has been really hard hit because they lost ATA and Aloha Airlines. So that was about 20% of the traffic just in flights to the islands. I noted recently that Alaska Airlines put in a new flight from Seattle to Honolulu.
Okay.
Which should add some more capacity, so you might be able to connect through Seattle. Let's take a quick look. What's your closest airport?
Green Bay.
Green Bay?
We'd be willing to fly out of Milwaukee if it would be, a big difference.
Typically, it is a little bit, but let's take a quick look. It's a little early to be buying for Hawaii. That
okay.
September time frame is a pretty good time to go. Typically, during the summertime, the prices past summer were just ridiculously high. Everything over $1,000, $1,100, $1,200 round trip, which is way too high.
Okay.
I mean, like, you can buy a ticket today for September right now for $720 out of Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Is that a good price?
That's not a perfect price, but it's a pretty decent price. I think it's a little early to buy right now.
Okay.
If you were to go out of some place like Chicago, for example, or let's take a look at Madison. See what the prices are there. It's a little bit early right now, so I would wait. Go ahead and sign up for an alert. That ticket price for that time frame, you should be shooting for about $650 round trip.
Oh, okay.
$650 to $700. I think, it's going to be very volatile next year. If oil prices stay in the $50 range, you'll be able to get that price. If you see oil prices start to spike up early next year, I'd go ahead and buy that ticket in the $700 range.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
And then, what about hotels for staying there?
So super deals right now. I mean, they've been really hard hit, and a lot of the merchants there and the hotels there are putting on really deep discounts. So it might be worthwhile to check into the hotel and book it well ahead of time. Just, unfortunately, what happens is that some of these hotels might not make it, through the recession. So I'd be careful about booking way too early because if they don't make it, you may end up not being able to dispute the charge on your credit card.
Okay, so how soon should I start actually booking things, like April or May?
Yeah, I mean, typically on domestic flights, and Hawaii's a little bit different, you want to start shopping about 4 months before departure.
Okay.
But in your case, I might shop maybe a couple months earlier than that just to see what the price points are.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
I just love this segment. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. We're talking how to make your best airfare purchasing decision with Rick Seney of FairCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Rick Cini of FairCompare.com today about airfare. And Rick, we had a have an email from Carol. We have several emails. One from Carol, who would like to go to, I think it's, is it Ixtapa, Mexico?
Yeah, Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo.
Yeah, in early February, leaving from Minneapolis.
All right, well, let's take a quick look. We can, in early February, right?
Right.
All right, let's take a look here and see what, typically people want to go to Mexico for about a week, so we'll just look at sort of a 6 to 8 night stay.
Okay.
You know, pricing in there right now for February is running, gosh, some really good deals. If you can go, the cheapest is $440 if you want to leave on a Sunday, February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other prices. They range anywhere from $440 all the way up to $700. So,
wow.
The days you pick are very, very important. On the Fair Compare website in January, we're going to be adding this new calendar function where you can come to the site and say, I want to go to these 2 points, and we'll have up to a 60-day calendar where you can see exactly what days and how many nights to stay and really hone in on the very cheapest prices.
All right. So there you have it. And Richard also wants to go to a meeting at the Monterey Bay Aquarium the last week of March, flying to San Jose, California.
Did he say which airport he's leaving from?
No, he doesn't say.
Well, let's just shoot him out of Milwaukee and see what it looks like.
Okay.
In May?
Sorry, March, last week of March.
Last week of March. Let's take a look at that. All right. Typically, you know, that weekend of March to San Jose, which is not really a spring break destination, it should be pretty well priced, yeah. He's looking at kind of the worst-case scenario, $280 round trip. If he picks the best day during that time frame, he can get it down below $250 round trip out the door.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Out of Milwaukee, and I assume it's going to be about $50 cheaper out of Chicago and Minneapolis at that same time frame. And actually, right now is about when he should start shopping for those tickets.
Okay. And Amanda is planning to fly to Costa Rica for a week this winter, lives in Madison, open to flying out of Madison or Milwaukee or Chicago or Minneapolis.
Yeah, Chicago is going to be your best bet there.
I can leave anywhere from mid-January through April.
Wow, that's a big window. That's, flexibility is really the advantage of the traveler. If you're flexible, you will get a deal. If you have some patience and a little bit of knowledge, which we like to help people out on the site with. Let's take a look here. They've got a couple airports in Costa Rica now and Liberia. Let's take a quick look here. All right. In January. Let's take a quick look in January. Typically, the warm weather destinations like Costa Rica have been very expensive during the colder periods, especially out of the north. In January, the best price right now is $650 round trip if you leave on a Saturday in January. Let's take a quick look at into February and March. Let's see if it's dropped any a little bit. I would expect that ticket price to be in the $600 to $700 range and get a little bit cheaper as we get, yeah. Everything's right in the $600 and $650 range.
Okay.
I would tend to wait a little bit on that, maybe buy that ticket probably in January or so.
Okay.
But I wouldn't expect a lot of discounting because that's a very popular destination. And in order to get there, you typically have to fly through U.S. Airways hub in Charlotte or through Miami or a couple other hubs. So you're looking at maybe a 1 or 2 stop out of Milwaukee, so that's kind of painful.
All right. Anna in Traverse City, Michigan is up next. Anna, hello to you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My elderly mother needs to go from Detroit to Atlanta. She's staying for 3 months, and she needs to take her dog with her. Now, what we've discovered so far is that some of the fares for a dog are like $400 and over, you know, as much or more than
her. Yeah, it can be up to $800.
Pardon me?
It can be up to $800 depending on the airline, the type
right.
of dog.
So we need to deal with that, and I also want to know what you think of some of these really small airlines like Midwest and Air Trans, you know, or Trans Air. Air Trans?
Mm-hmm. Air Trans based out of Atlanta, so they're a pretty good option into Atlanta. They're typically a lot cheaper and are matched by Delta. You know, Detroit and Atlanta are now going to be hubs of Deltas now that the Northwest is merging
right.
with Delta. So that you should have quite a bit of nonstops between Detroit and Atlanta. That helps because sometimes they charge for pets per segment, so if you're making a connecting flight, it's actually more expensive.
Right. She's always been able to go direct, but it's just the cost and trying to get the right information about the size of a box, size of a carrier he needs and all this stuff.
And they change periodically, and the rates have actually doubled in the last year and a half for most airlines when it comes to pet travel. They've really made it onerous for people to travel with their pets. Some airlines, like Southwest, won't even allow you to take pets on a plane, and other airlines only allow maybe one or two in the cabin, so you actually have to make a pre-reservation for that. So I assume you'll be flying on Delta or the merged Delta Northwest, and I'm not as familiar directly with their particular policies, but you're probably looking at around $300 to $400 to take the pet, and you need to make a reservation ahead of time.
Right, right. You'd have to buy the ticket ahead just like you would for yourself.
That's correct.
Okay.
And they'll have information on their website. Typically, what I like to do with airline websites, there's a little trick you can do with Google. If you say site, /NWA.com or Delta.com and then type in pet travel, it'll show you exactly the pages with pet travel on only that site, and it's a very quick way to find it.
Hmm. Oh, great. Okay.
So if you're in Google, just type site, NWA.com or Delta.com and then type in pet travel policy.
Okay, and those smaller airlines, they do or do not allow?
AirTran does, and it's a little bit less expensive to travel on that, so that's a pretty good option. You might be able to save yourself $200 or $300 in total.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And on to Tyler in Milwaukee. Tyler, hello to you.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
Morning.
My wife and I are looking to travel to Asia come this April. We're actually looking to do a three-city trip from Milwaukee, Chicago, you know, somewhere out of there to Beijing, Tokyo, and Seoul. And just wondering what the best way to go about booking that was and when to get the best deal.
Sure. What time of year do you want to go?
Anytime in April.
Let's take a quick look and see what the prices are. What you're doing is what's called a multi-city trip.
Okay.
And multi-city trips are a little more complex. We don't actually do them on Fair Compare right now. You can do them on any of the major online travel agency sites where you can put in multiple destinations. One of the better ones out there is on kayak.com. Orbitz has a really good one. Expedia has a good multi-trip function. I would check all three of those.
Okay.
If you're going out of Chicago to Asia in the April time frame, you can expect prices usually in the $900 to $1,100 range. It's pretty expensive still.
Okay.
Now, as you start adding on those stops, they typically are about anywhere from $150 to $300 as you stop. What you're doing is it's called a circle trip.
Okay.
And you're going to end up stopping, and you're going to probably stay in that location for more than 24 hours. If you stay for more than 24 hours, it's considered what's called a stopover.
Okay.
Instead of a connection. And so you'll be adding on basically the one-way price as you go around these different destinations. So I would look for that price as you price it out to be in the $1,500 to $1,600 range in April.
Okay.
All right.
But if you'll just type in the dates you want to go into that, it'll actually prompt you for all six city pairs or in your case, you know, stick them all in and your return dates, and it'll give you a price point on different airlines. You may have to change airlines in midstream, but your baggage should move seamlessly if you're going to move your bags between places.
All right. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. I have an email from someone who wants to go to D.C. for the inauguration.
Wow, that's great. I wrote my one of my ABC columns 2 or 3 weeks ago on the inauguration surcharge. I was saying that consumers needed an inauguration bailout in order to get tickets there for the inauguration.
Well, this person has relatives in the area, so a place to stay, wants to go maybe 4 or 5 days, lives in Madison, but could go out of Milwaukee or Chicago if there'd be a significant price difference. That's Gail.
Yeah, Chicago was averaging 2 or 3 weeks ago about $600 round trip into the D.C. area, which basically has three airports, Reagan, Dulles, and Baltimore. But you can really go to, you know, places, Philadelphia, New York has shuttle flights in for $100. So there's several ways to get there. A lot of the airlines were charging up to $2,000 round trip. The inauguration sort of kicks off on January 15th, where the parties start to get started, and the actual inauguration on January 20th. And, you know, let's just take a quick look out of Chicago and see what it is to the Washington area for those dates. Just take one sec here. But a lot of people bought tickets. It's like, you know, it's the equivalent of 10 Super Bowls all back to back. We saw some of the same sort of pricing earlier this year when the New York Giants won the conference game in New York and the Super Bowl was in Phoenix.
Oh.
Prices from nonstop prices from New York to Phoenix right after the game jumped up to over $2,000 round trip. So, yeah, if you want to leave on that Friday, the 16th of January out of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
right now you can get in nonstop for $200. Wow, this is really good pricing. $247 right now on, let me see which airline this is. And you can come back the day of or the day after inauguration. Let's see. Yeah, it's the day of. That's why it's a little bit cheaper. Let's go one more here. Let's try 6-night stay. And if you have family in the area, the rates for hotels have been really high as well for the inauguration. It's really going to be one big party there on the East Coast. I think I'm going to sit it out and watch it at home. Yes, for $246, yeah. So nonstop, you can get into Reagan for around $388 out of Chicago. That's really good pricing. I mean, 3 or 4 weeks ago, those prices were up around $600 or $700 nonstop.
Oh.
So they started adding some flights in just for the inauguration. Mm-hmm. And you can actually connect on Northwest out of Chicago for $240. So not too bad, actually, out of the Chicago. If you're looking at places like Minneapolis, out of Milwaukee, Madison, expect to pay up to $1,000 round trip.
All right. Let's go to Richard in Hill Point next. Richard, hello to you.
Hello. I am curious whether there are scheduled airlines flights between Southern Hemisphere cities of Buenos Aires and Sydney, Australia,
right,
or Johannesburg and Buenos Aires, and if so, what airlines are they?
Well, I mean, are you saying which airlines fly into those areas?
Well, do they fly over Antarctica like you would have a Northern Hemisphere airline from, say, Tokyo to Copenhagen would go over the North Pole?
Yeah, I mean, those particular routes, I guess I'm not as familiar with exactly the actual routes, but almost all the major network legacy airlines have air travel between those cities. Are you looking at a particular destination right now?
No, I'm just
curious about whether or not they go over the South Pole.
See, that's a little bit out of my comfort zone. I'm not real keen on which pilot techniques and which routes get done and which pole you go over. Although I know I went over Iceland on my trip on the way back because I was looking down at Iceland. So we'll have to get a pilot on and give you some of those route structures next time.
All right. Can't help you out there much, Richard. Thanks for calling. Eva, in Spring Green, it's your turn. Hello.
Hi there. I am looking at a one-way ticket to Seattle from either Madison or Chicago, January 19th or later that week. I'm wondering when to buy and what price I'm going to be looking at.
Sure. And you want to leave somewhere around January 19th?
Yeah, January 19th. Today is pretty flexible.
Yeah. Let's take a look one-way from Chicago. You said Seattle, right?
Yep, or Madison, but it'll probably be cheaper.
It's definitely going to be cheaper out of Chicago. It's unfortunately, the smaller cities get a pretty hefty surcharge when it comes to that. You're looking at $120 one way right now.
Wow.
So if you wanted to leave, let's say, the actual 19th, it's $130 on a nonstop, $120 for connecting, and that $130 is on American Airlines and on United.
Okay, wow, great.
That's pretty good.
I would definitely buy that ticket right now.
Buy it right now.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Brian in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Brian.
Good morning. Still morning. Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking to find a ticket for our daughter next summer, early part of July, going to Auckland in New Zealand.
Sure. Certainly, anytime you're going to go overseas, your best bet's going to be the Chicago airport or Minneapolis.
Okay. Mm.
When you go out of somewhere like Milwaukee or Madison, you're going to add another $150 to $200 onto the trip. And unfortunately, that's just the way the pricing works out of those commuter cities. And let's take a quick look. Auckland, you're testing my airport code knowledge today, because it's AKL. July, you know, you're about a little over 6 months out right now from that travel time. You know, anywhere Australia, New Zealand is typically in the $1,200 to $1,400 range in the summertime and sometimes even higher. Out of Chicago, it's running $1,370 right now. Let's take a look out of Minneapolis. It seems that's about average for that July time frame. It's just mainly peak summer travel time. Out of Minneapolis, it's still in the mid-1300s. You're looking at Air New Zealand, Air Tahiti Nui, you're looking at Qantas, those kind of airlines, and then United and Northwest. So your ticket's just going to, unfortunately, there's really not a great deals. You're looking at, unfortunately, that $1,300 to $1,400 price range.
Okay, is there a better time of the year to look?
Yeah, I think I would wait a little bit. I mean, right now, if you're purchasing about 7 months out, you're likely to see some sales internationally next year. I think those will start coming out in the January, February, March time frame for summertime travel. I don't think you'll pay much more than that right now, so I personally wouldn't hold on. I'm a bit of a gambler when it comes to this, and I've been doing it for a long time. So I would wait till those times. Set up an alert. You're likely to catch one or two fare sales between now and then, and just buy on a fare sale.
All right, thank you.
All sure. right, thanks a lot for calling. I have an email from Liz who wants to go to Maui in April. Chicago or Milwaukee are options. Wonders if your website allows for one to search based on nonstop or one stop. Her ideal situation is if a flight is less than 11 hours total.
Yeah, definitely you can search nonstop, one-stop. I mean, we're going to show you the cheapest. What's happened is that, you know, when you're flying out of someplace like Chicago, you're going to have a very few nonstop options. You're going to have a variety of one-stop options that's going to stop on the West Coast somewhere. And what time of year was she going?
April.
April. Let's take a look at April and see what the prices are ranging right now. Hawaii is a little bit different from other domestic flights because it's treated more like it's international. So you want to start shopping a little bit earlier than 4 months. Yeah, right now the prices for April out of Chicago are all one stop and into Maui, because you're probably going to have to connect in Honolulu, and they're all running around $800.
About 800.
In the mid-800s. Let's take a look at Honolulu and see what they're running, because there will be some nonstop flights to Honolulu, usually maybe one or two a day out of a place like Chicago. In the summertime, it's probably still running in the 800. That's a little expensive right now.
Yeah,
it's 700 for a nonstop into Honolulu. Yeah. So, yeah, I would wait probably till January or so and see if prices come down a little bit. Your best bet there's out of Chicago on an airline like United or American.
And Dave wonders, what are the options for flying from Monrovia, Liberia to the U.S.?
You mean from Liberia, Costa Rica, or what city?
From Monrovia, Liberia.
From Liberia. Wow.
He wants to fly from there to the U.S.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know if I get too many questions out of Liberia.
Yeah, he says, are there options for flying?
Yeah, there's always an option. Hang on one sec. Let me take a look. Yeah, interesting. Monrovia, Liberia. I'm trying to figure out which airport that would be.
I have no idea.
Well, we'll come back to that one. I'll before the end of the segment, I'll make sure I look it up here.
Well,
let's take a look here. Monrovia. I'm not sure I've ever had anybody ask me that. I've only been asked about a million questions. Yeah, I'm not even sure what the airport is. I'm going to have to take offline. If he wants to send an email to customer.service@faircompare.com, we will definitely take it on as a challenge.
Okay. So customerservice.faircompare.com?
Customer.service@faircompare.com.
All right. Suzanne in Oshkosh, hello.
Hello. I'm looking to go to either Seattle, Washington, or Vancouver, British Columbia, the second week in June. Out of Milwaukee.
Out of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a look. Out of Milwaukee in June. How long do you want to stay?
How long do I want to stay?
Week or?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, we're flexible.
Great. All right. Let's take a quick look out of Milwaukee. You know, that time frame, I would expect the prices to be in the $300 range. Actually, looks like if you go in mid-June, around June the 10th,
mm-hmm.
That's interesting, Milwaukee to Seattle. I didn't know AirTran actually has a nonstop from Milwaukee to Seattle. And it's running right now $265 if you want to leave on June 10th and come back June 24th.
Sounds like a pretty good price.
That's an awfully good price, round trip nonstop.
All right. So take that. And Rick, again, if people have questions, they can always go online to faircompare.com.
Yeah, just come to the site, type in your city pair. You'll notice we have a whole new user interface on the site that we launched in early November. And it actually will help you pick your days. If you look at the right-hand side, there's a little tab that says best days to travel, best months to travel. And it'll actually show you which days are the best days. Even before you do your search and check for seats, we're going to give you a whole bunch of information to help you pick the best days and times, which is really the key to getting a good deal. Airlines love people that come in and say, I have to go on June 16th and come back on the 19th, because the only option you have at that point is the day you buy your ticket.
Yeah.
If you have some flexibility on your dates and times, the cheapest days to travel are always domestically are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The cheapest times during the day are the first flight out in the morning. I know it's painful to get up at 4 a.m. to get to the airport. And then right after lunch, right after dinner, and then if you can stand a red eye, those are also the cheapest times during the day to fly. And, you know, to find a good deal, you have to work at it nowadays. There's not that many good deals out there as they were 4 or 5 years ago.
Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy to be with you.
Yeah, Rick Cini is CEO of faircompare.com. a consumer research website whose motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. Well, what about paying for digital cameras? We'll talk about digital cameras, your digital camera, and its accessories with Jack Socha of Spring Grove, Minnesota, next here on the Ideas Network.